Eddie Montague, former National League umpire. He's one of the supervisors now, and he will be a Hall of Famer someday. Eddie, what do you think sitting out here?
Well, the crowd, it's going to be amazing. I mean, it was amazing last night, but to see them up, I can't remember the last time I've seen people up on that structure, I'll call it, which kind of is blocking a really nice view.
You have connections to the Coliseum, though. You know, you're a Bay Area kid.
Yeah. Grew up, and I was also a vendor over here. When I wasn't working the Giants, we'd come over and work the Coliseum. Yeah.
You can pull that back a little bit. There we go. So the hot dogs here, what kind of hot dogs?
Hot dogs, well, they had the regular hot dogs. They were 30 cents, just like a Candlestick. And the colossal dogs were 75 cents. So you always wanted to get the colossal dogs because you made more money. You got 20% everything you sold.
Colossal dogs were pretty good because they had sauerkraut.
They had with the sauerkraut on them.
Getting
yeah.
hungry.
They were
I've
great.
I've been sitting here since noon.
They were like on a French roll with the sauerkraut. Yeah.
What about umpiring in this place? Anything tricky about this place?
Well, it's just the foul territory is so big. You know, I had to hustle to make sure you got over to the stands with the player, you know, to watch for fan interference and stuff like that. But, no, I enjoyed working here.
Yeah, the Giants, A's, and look, your father signed Willie Mays. You're Bay Area all the way. I kind of like the interleague. I realize this is game 5. The Bay Bridge Trophy doesn't really mean a heck of a lot, but whoever wins tomorrow gets it. If the Giants win tonight and 4-2, they get it. If they lose tonight, win tomorrow, they get it because it's 3-3, and the team that wins the last game gets it. But there's something about San Francisco and Oakland, Pacific Coast League. For fans who don't remember it, there's a connection here.
Yeah, the Oaks.
Yeah.
The Seals, the Oaks.
But
I think
something.
my dad played for both those clubs. Played for the Seals when he was 16 and later on ended up for a year or so. I think he played with the Oaks. But the connection, yeah, I didn't care for the interleague play when it started. But I think it's a good thing. Here, this is pretty exciting, watching these two clubs.
Yeah, it is. And last night you were here, you saw Derek Rodriguez last night. I know you've been impressed with him.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks great. And like they say, he's got a lot of poise. Of course, hanging around with Pudge all those years with his pops around the clubhouse.
What was it like to do a game with Pudge? Was he a talker?
No. Not really at all. I wasn't a talker back there, so...
You were busy throwing people out.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was focusing.
You were. If anyone looked at you the wrong way, it was trouble.
No, I wasn't that bad. Yeah, but, I mean, I tried to focus back there a lot. Gary Carter was a talker who drove me nuts. Gary liked to talk a lot, talk to the hitters, and a few of the hitters would step back and tell him to quiet down. And
Well, you know, in the old days, the catcher used to throw dirt in the player's shoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Roy Campanella used to do that to Willie Mays all the time.
Yeah.
You ever have an incident like that where a catcher ever did anything sort of like to pull a trick, a gamesmanship, so to speak?
No, not that I can recall. Nothing like that.
They wouldn't do anything like that.
No, they would talk a lot, try to distract the hitters and stuff. Manny Sanguian would talk a lot.
Did you have a lot of hitters? It's always good to catch up with Eddie Montague. As we look out at Mount Davis, they're starting to fill up. The Giants are done with their batting practice. They're taking the batting cage off. Let me ask you this. It is a recreation a little bit of the 1989 World Series tonight. What do you think about that? What do you remember about that?
Well, I was at that, you know, I wasn't working that series, but I was at the game. The earthquake game. And when that hit, and my brother Gary was a San Francisco fireman and stuff, and he was at the game with me and a couple buddies, and we're sitting there, and as soon as Gary says the Bay Bridge collapsed, I said, let's get out of here, because I knew they hadn't called the game, but I knew they were, and within the next 15 minutes they called it, but it was a sad affair. I mean, it was brutal.
Sandy Alderson is going to throw out the first pitch tonight. And he has been ill. We know that. And he's taken a leave of absence from the Mets. He's got cancer issues. But he throws out the first pitch tonight. Did you get to know Sandy at all?
Well, yeah. Sandy was my boss.
That's right.
When Sandy was pretty much the one who started the Questech and the ZE and, trying to get the umpires with the strike zones you know, that everybody was in sync.
Yeah.
So Sandy started that, and yeah, he's a good baseball man, Sandy.
You think we'll ever see the day again, of course it's tough to go backwards, where the leagues have the identity that, that you had when you came up to the major leagues with the National League?
As far as
umpires or just the league identity, or do you think this is the end? It's under one umbrella. It's never going back.
Well,
because there was a fun of the identity of the National League.
Yeah, it was. You know, when I came up into the National League, there were only 24 umpires, and you'd probably work each team or go to each city, you know, four, sometimes five times a year, and you really got to know the players, their idiosyncrasies, their temperaments. They got to know mine.
Yeah.
And when they put us under one roof, you don't see these guys a lot. So I remember working my first game here was with the Yankees, and I remember Derek Jeter. I called him out on strikes, and he gave me a little guff. And I took my mask off and shouted and screamed at him to knock it off, and Joe Torre came running out and said, "Daddy," he says, "he's a pretty good guy." And I said, "Joe, I don't know him." That's the first time I ever worked a game with him, which I found out later, he's a great guy.
Isn't that funny? Except in Miami.
Yeah.
What he's doing in Miami. Eddie is with us. We've just got a few more minutes before we get into our Giants pregame. But we talk about the baseball players today versus baseball players when you came up in the 70s. What about umpires today compared to the umpires that you worked with in the 70s? Because there still were some legendary names, and how they are today. Can you make a comparison for me?
Well, when I came up, you know, I worked with Lee Wire for 13 years. You worked with guys longer. The crew chief can request you. They could still do that. But Lee Wire, Dutch Rennert, Harry Wendelstedt, you know, Paul Runge, Frank Pulley, you know, Dick Stello, Nick Colosi. These are the guys I came up with. And every one of them, they all had their individual way to call a pitch or make calls and stuff. And the difference today is I think it's more basic umpire school. You don't see outside of a Tom Hallion with that corkscrew strike three. But everybody had their own style. But they were characters of the game. I worked with Dutch Rennert. I worked over 1,000 games with Dutch, 1,500 games with Lee Wire, and those were great times then.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about it, and, you know, it just hit me as I'm sitting here talking with Eddie Montague that there was, I mean, the Ken Kaisers of the world, you know. Of course, he was a goofy guy and a former wrestler, and
yeah,
he barely would move his arm for an out at first base, you know, an American League umpire.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking of umpires, just as you just explained it, and I know the ones we yell at, you know, the Angel Hernandezes of the world, and maybe the fellow who always gets into it with the, I forget his name, with the Mets. Well, he did the Met game with the Giants, and it's always behind the plate. There's always some trouble with him. But other than that, I don't get the feeling that there's a lot going on with the umpires. You know what I mean?
Not too much. The guys, we've got, you know, I'm overseeing these guys, and the young umpires that we have, you know, I'm really excited to watch. They're good umpires. They got good instincts and stuff. And we screen them pretty good before they get up here.
Do you encourage them to be colorful?
No, I don't. I mean, it all came from the heart. Everything that I did, you know, you called it what you felt. I mean, I just say be natural, you know. Be yourself out there.
Yeah.
But
so what if you saw a colorful Eddie Montague who took his mask off and said stuff? And
oh, we have some of those guys. I mean, it's not, you don't see it as much anymore because we have instant replay. So usually, you know, balls and strikes get questioned.
Yeah.
But we encourage them to, we call it staying in the circle, you know, to try to keep the players in the game, which we did back then too.
Yeah.
But
all right.
Yeah.
I just, you know, because you talk about players today versus players back then, and I'm thinking umpires then, and the ones you named had personality.
Personality.
When they gave a game, they were, you knew it.
Yeah.
And the guys today, maybe that's the way it should be. Maybe they're sort of in the woodwork.
You know, and I remember as a kid watching Jocko Conlon, Al Barlick, you know, Tony Vinson, Augie Donatelli, and those guys, they were all characters, yeah.
All right. All right, Eddie, good to see you as always.
All right, Marty, have fun.
All right, Eddie Montague. He sold hot dogs here at the Coliseum as Mount Davis. Yeah, Red Hots, get them while you can. I've heard it from Eddie. Very good.